We continue our learning. We are in Zvach in Perigud, Mishnah Aleph. That which is more frequent than its friend should precede its friend. That which is more frequent, there's some one mitzvah that's more frequent than the other, a service that's more frequent than the other, should precede the other. So the Mishnah gives examples of this. Hatmidim kodmin lamusafin, with respect to karbanos, and we'll see that the source of this idea, that tadir is she'eno tadir kodem, that we do that which is more frequent first, is learned in the context of karbanos from a pasuk. So if I have the karbanos tmidim, which is supposed to be done, we know tarbin shel shachar, tarbin shel ben abayim, that's done every day. That certainly should precede the musaf, the karbanos. So let's say I didn't bring the karban atamid yet, and now I have in front of me, I have the musaf and the karban atamid. So of course I bring the karban atamid first, because that's more frequent. Karban musaf I bring on Shabbos, it's only once a week, or Rosh Chodesh, or on a chag, on one of the shalosh shugalim. So obviously the tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben abayim, takes precedence. Musvei Shabbos kodmin musvei Rosh Chodesh. If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and I have to bring both, so I'm going to bring in the musaf of Shabbos before the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Musvei Rosh Chodesh kodmin musvei Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the musaf of Rosh Chodesh before musvei Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, it's also Rosh Chodesh. So I have to bring the korban Rosh Chodesh as well, but I'm going to bring that before the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, because that is Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Rosh Hashanah. Shenamar, this is all based on the pasuk in Bamidbar, milavad olas haboker asher leolas hatamid ta'asu es eila. This is written in the context of the karbanos of Pesach in Parshas Pinchas, and it says, besides the olas haboker, besides the karban ola in the morning, which is of course the karban atamid, asher lo olas atamid, which is belongs to the olas atamid. Now, what do you need that phrase for? You just said, okay, I'm supposed to bring the karbanos of musaf on the chagim, on shalosh regalim, in this pasuk on Pesach. Besides, of course, the olas haboker, don't forget, you had to bring a karban ola in the morning. And then it says, asher lo olas atamid. I know the olas haboker is the karban tamid. What do I need the phrase asher lo olas atamid to tell you? That the olas haboker comes before all other karbanos because it's an olas tamid, because it's tadir, because it's more frequent. That's what it means. Milivad, you should bring ta'asu es eile, bring these karbanos musaf, milivad olas haboker, besides, of course, olas haboker, which had to be done first. You know why? Because asher lo olas tamid, because that's tamid, because that is more frequent. Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, v'chola mekudosh mechavero, kodem es chavero. And not only we said from previous Mishnah, that which is more frequent, but that which is more holy than its friend should be done before its friend as well. And this is a nice review of the fifth parak of Ezu Mekoman. Reminds us of all of the sprinkling. So, for example, says the Mishnah, Dam Chatas Kodem Ledam Ola, Mibnei Shehu Meratze. If I have blood of a Karman Chatas to be sprinkled and the blood of an Ola to be sprinkled, I'm going to sprinkle the Dam of the Chatas first. Because why? Because that's more Mekudash. Why is it more Mekudash? Because it's Meratze. It gains acceptance. It's Mechaper. It atones for a person's sin, for which an Avera, for which he would be Chayef Kares, had he done it amazing. He did it b'shogeg, so that comes first. But a varei ola, interesting, when it comes to the limbs, though, that are placed on the mizbeach, that are burnt, not the blood, a varei ola kol mei merchatos. They take precedence before the limbs of the karban chatos. Why? Because the avarim of the ola over the emurei chatos, the sacrificial parts of the karban chatos, so they, the avarei ola, take precedence. Why? Because they are more kadosh. Why are they more kadosh? Because they're completely burnt. As opposed to the karban chatos, where you take the fats and some of the limbs, you place them on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim, the karban ola, the whole thing is burnt. If it's all burnt, then makes it more kadosh. So when it comes to the dam, the sprinkling of the blood, the chatos has, that gives atonement for an avera, so that sprinkling comes before the sprinkling of the ola. Yet the burning on the mizbeach, if I have to give precedence, that I give precedence to the ola over the chatos. Chatas kodemes la'asham, mneshe dama nitan al arba kronos v'alayisot. The chatas, though, will precede the asham if I want to sprinkle the blood. If I have to come and ask to bring, sprinkle the blood for a chatas and an asham, so he should do the zrikas adam of the asham first, and of the chatas first, and actually the whole karma he should do first. He shecht it first, and do the zrika first, and place the fats and the limbs on the mizbeach first, because mneshe because we know the blood of the chatas is placed on the four horns on top of the mizbeach above the chud hasikra ve'al hayisod, and not only that, the leftover blood is poured down the yisod of the mizbeach. What about the karban asham? So the karban asham, it only has shtaim shein arba. It's not placed on all four horns. It's only two that are four on the two sides of the walls of the mizbeach. And not only that, although we do pour the extra blood of the asham on the yisod, there's no pasuk, explicit pasuk about that. When it comes to the chatas, the pasuk says vayikar dalid ves kol dama yishpoch el yisod hamizbeach. That we learn the asham from the chatas, but there's no pasuk. So therefore, the chatas sprinkling should certainly takes precedence over the asham, and therefore have a chatas and an asham to bring. Take care of the chatas, shecht it, do the zrikas adam, place the other mizbeach before you do the asham. Asham kodim letodo la'ula el nazir. If I have an asham to bring, but also a korban toda or the el nazir, the aisle that the nazir brings at the end of his nazirus, I should do the asham first, mneshu kache kachim, because the asham is a higher level karban, it's kache kachim, and the toda el nazir are kachim kalim. Ha toda ve el nazir kodmin l'shlamim. But if I have a toda or an el nazir and a shlamim to bring, I should bring the toda el nazir before the shlamim. What? Mneshu hein ne'echolin liyom echad. Because the toda and the el nazir are eaten for one day and the night and that night, as opposed to the shlamim, which is eaten for 2 days and the night in between. That's not as kadosh, and therefore you bring the todo el nazir before the shlamim. Utuunin lechem. Not only that, we know when it comes to the toda, there are lachme toda, there are 40 loaves, 30 matzah, 10 chametz, and not only the el nazir has also has 20 loaves. They're all matzah, 10 chalos matzos, and eser kikay matzos. Karbat shlamim has no bread at all. So therefore, obviously the toda and the el nazir, both the fact that it's eaten only for a day and a night, and the shlamim 2 days and the night in between, and the fact that shlamim do not have bread, do not have matzah, and the toda and el nazir do, obviously the toda el nazir precede the shlamim. What about the toda and the el nazir themselves? I have both of those. What comes first? That is not mentioned in the Mishnah, but the Gemara in Peitesa Midbeis in Zvachim says that the toda comes before the el nazir. Why? Because the toda requires four types of bread, which ends up being 40 loaves, and the el nazir only needs two types of lechem of matzah, and that's 20 loaves. Then the Mishnah says shlamim kodmin lebechor. They have a shlamim to bring and a bechor to bring as a karban. Shlamim comes to a first, b'nei sheheim te'unin matan arba, because the shlamim needs shtei matanos shein arba, two sides that are four, we mentioned many times, and the bechor, we only do one matana, one pouring of the blood down on the side where there's a yisod, but not two that are four. So once again, and the whole theme of this mission is that which is mekudash mechaver goes first. The more blood that we sprinkle, the more mekudash it is. Usmicha, and not only that, the shlamim is before the bechor for another reason, not only just because of the sprinkling of the blood, but usmicha, shlamim needs smicha, you have to lean your hands on the head of the animal before you shecht it. Unusachim, you bring the nesachim, the pouring of the wine down the mizbeach when you bring a shlamim, as well as part of nesachim is actually the flour that I bring along, the carbon mincha I bring along with it. Utenufa, and you have to wave the shlamim with utenufas chazav eshok, and the waving of the chazav eshok, the breast and the thigh, the kohen puts the chazeh and the shok along with the sacrificial parts on the hands of the Baal, and the Kohen then puts his hands under the hands of the Baal, and they wave them. They wave them back and forth, up and down. So molech umevi male umorid, a bechor has no smicha, has no nesachim, and there's no tenufa chazeh v'shok, because the whole thing is given to the Kohanim. So of course the shlamim will precede it. Just two interesting points. One with respect to the previous Mishnah. When we say that that which is tadir, we do first. So let's say a person made a mistake. We give precedence to that which is more frequent, and it's based on the pasuk. But that doesn't mean it's disqualified if I did it out of order. In fact, not only that, if I simply shechted the animal that's less frequent, which I should not have done, I'm allowed to finish, and in fact, I should finish that entire avoda. Don't just, I shechted, okay, let's hold the blood here, and then I'll take care of the other carbon, which is more frequent. You should not do that. Finish the avoda, and with the evid, it's okay, even if it's done out of order. In addition, what you don't see from the Mishnayos is I see that, tadir I'm supposed to do before something less tadir. That's frequent. Something kadosh before something less kadosh. What if you have a case where you have one thing is tadir and one thing is mikudosh? And the example we would have, let's say you have a Kohen has an ola of a musaf, which is, how frequent is that? Let's say every Shabbos, once a week. But there is a carbon chatas, that's the communal carbon chatas. Let's say par helim davashel tzibur or something like that. So that's certainly more kadosh. The sprinkling, we know that's beginning days of Mekoven, a lot of sprinkling in the heichal too. So what you do, the musaf, which is more frequent, or the communal carbon chatas, which is more mekudosh. So here, the Gemara does ask that question and does not resolve the question. The Rambam, based on the fact that the Gemara has no conclusion, says that you give precedence to whichever one you like, because it doesn't matter. Tadir or Mekudosh, either one can go first. And the Bar Tanura, and many claim this is based on the Yushami, come to the conclusion that, in fact, we should do that which is more frequent over that which is more Kadosh.